Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm standing here with my arms a mile wide. I'm hoping and praying.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Don't forget about our podcast. Our podcast is crazy numbers, like all over the country, all over the world. Very proud of that. We don't really talk about it that much, but you can find our podcast on all the usual suspects, Apple and Spotify, Odyssey. The Odyssey app is really cool. That's how I listen to KMOX and other shows. Even though on 104.1 now it's a really good signal. It's like crystal clear if you download it, and we get credit for the streaming, so that's always nice. Friend of the show, Mike Elam, is here, as he is on Thursdays. Let's talk a little bit about this. I think it's okay. An interesting topic. You were a speaker at a convention or a gathering of St. Louis manufacturers.
Yes, St. Louis Makes is the name of the group. Mark Bowers put this together a number of years ago, and it's really to bring manufacturers together. And we did it up at...
Can I stop you 1 second?
Yeah.
Your voice is so great.
You're awesome.
But I can't picture you using it in other ways. Like if you're having a fight with your wife.
And which you're never
like,
happens.
What I'm trying to tell you is that, like, you feel me?
Yes.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're Dairy Queen. Can I get a dip code?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a great benefit.
It's like the guy who used to do the movie trailers, right? In a world where Kevin has wind blow up his butt, right?
I don't want to hear about that world.
Sorry, man.
I'm watching that movie.
I'm gonna fight that wind, man.
That's very funny. Rachel and I was talking. I emceed Mo Cowbell on Sunday, and we had 5,800 runners on the St. Charles Riverfront. So it's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon. And I read everybody's name when they crossed the finish line. And at one point, I was just saying names as fast as I could read them because my screen was rolling that fast as they were coming across. And by the end of the night, I had voice when I left, but when I got home later on in the evening, my voice was just shot.
I bet.
And Monday, I didn't have hardly any voice at all. So,
got to be careful.
When you're known as the voice of St. Charles and you show up somewhere and they're like, what the hell happened to you?
Yeah.
It's like you lose your calling card.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Okay. St. Louis Makes.
So, put this together. And it's a group of manufacturers who come together and they have these events that go on from time to time and talk about how to get better at manufacturing. The guy who was the keynote speaker was from Nashville, former Army helicopter pilot, and just talking about the challenges that we have today in workforce and how we're going to continue to have a workforce. But he took it in a different way and talked about the fact of worker retention and how, you know, we do a horrible job of training frontline supervisors. We make these people who are good employees and we go, hey, you do a really good job. I'm going to make you a supervisor and I'm going to put you in charge of these people. And we don't train them at all on how to be a supervisor.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And then we get surprised when people leave because they go, yeah, that guy's an idiot to work for. And it's just bad. But it was interesting because at Diode Dynamics is this company right there at 370 and Elm, and they make these light kits that go on vehicles and they sell them all around the world. Never heard of this company until it was put together. A young guy, of course, young is relative. Like we talked about the other day, the older I get, That's why I'm all about. You want to raise the age on something? I agree. I'm all about it. I'm going to be 60. I don't think you're going to outage me. But looking at these things, this kid started at his garage of his parents' house when he was in high school, did it when he went through Truman, and then now has this huge company in a big building, and he's still like 32, 33. Paul's a very smart guy, obviously, very driven. But all these small and medium-sized manufacturers, you drive by their buildings every day in these industrial courts, and you don't realize the multi-millions of commerce that's going on in these industrial parks with companies that you've never heard of before, but yet they're in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady years ago who told me this expression, there's riches in the niches. And I love that expression because you find a niche that people aren't reaching and you super serve it. And you get really good at that one particular thing. And there is a lot of money that you can make. You create a lot of jobs. You create a lot of opportunity for people. So it's exciting to be a part of that. Learn more about it. I'm getting a great education in manufacturing in St. Louis and all the different things that we are manufacturing around our area right now. One of the big programs that Fort Zumwalt School District started this program, but it's a paid apprenticeship program, and it's designed to get high school kids, juniors and seniors, paid jobs working in apprenticeships in manufacturing facilities because they don't think of manufacturing as a career. And it's like,
who does?
That's where I end up, right? Things didn't work out for me. I ended up in manufacturing. And it's like, well, you should rethink this because you can go through high school and college working at these places. And there's a company in St. Charles called National Cart. Never heard of National Cart up until a couple of years ago. They make, if you ever call in an order to Target and the people go through the store and they have those carts that they pick up your order and they bring them back, they make those carts at National Cart. They make the same thing for Amazon. So when Amazon puts together all your stuff, and they do it for Walmart, all over the country, all over the world, they make these carts in St. Charles. Had no idea. There are welders that are working in there. There are engineers who design all of these carts that put them together. You can make a really good living working in this manufacturing plant. And we're trying to get kids to change the way they think. Not everybody wants to go to college. Not everybody needs to go to college. There are other jobs that you can make a really good living, have a great career, do everything you want to do, and do it in your own backyard. And just trying to expose people to different opportunities that are there and let you know, hey, if you want to go a different path, there's a really good route for you. And this is something you ought to at least look at.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by that because it's something way outside of my talent. And like anyone who does something I can't do, I'm always intrigued by it. But I watched a show over the last couple of years. I think it's like History or Discovery. One's called The Men Who Made America.
Yeah.
The Foods That Made America. And it's all about, you know, the 1800s into the 1900s, Industrial Revolution. And just like Hershey. You know, or Kellogg, and they build these plants with these machines. And I mean, normies aren't supposed to be able to envision that because it takes kind of geniuses to do that. But I'm always just intrigued. And like I said, just people that can do things I can't, it's like, wow, that's, and thank God we have those people.
No kidding.
Right?
Well, so I was having a conversation with my friend Ed Watkins the other day, and he's
name
got
dropper.
This. Sorry. So Ed's got this. This program that he wants me to help him work on, it's called Mentor Town USA. And I love this idea. What it's designed to do is to give high school kids a talent resume. One of the big things you run into with kids is they say, I want to get a job, but nobody will hire me because I don't have any experience and I can't get any experience because nobody will hire me. Like, I remember when I was 15 years old going through that exact same thing. Things haven't changed from that standpoint. But what Ed's program is designed to do is to help these kids go through some testing to realize what are you naturally good at? And once we identify what you're naturally good at, here are the jobs that you should really thrive in. These are the things that are right in your wheelhouse, man. And if these kids can know that and they can have that talent resume and you're an employer looking for somebody who has those skills, you can take this kid, get them at a really good rate, teach them how to do this. They should be a really good employee for you. And all of a sudden, you're matching people up into jobs that they're going to thrive for. It's helping the employer get employees who are going to be happy doing that type of job. Mm-hmm. And overall, you have a really great success for everybody involved. But it's matching people into those jobs. And we haven't had a very good route, I guess, to do that, to put people into those jobs. I remember when I was in high school and I took an ASVAB test. Did you guys take that when you were in high school, that military aptitude test?
Maybe.
So I know it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
So I took that test and it would tell you, hey, these are the things that you're good at. Like one of my kids is really good at seeing things conceptually and he just looks at it and it makes sense in his head. I can't do that. You got to show me. If you show me, I get it. But I can't see it like that. But he's really good at that. And he's really good at working with his hands. So having a job that lets you do that is something that's really going to help him succeed.
I think it's having a 20-year-old now who's trying to decide what the hell she wants to do.
Yeah.
I think it's criminal how little support we give young people. We throw a couple softballs at them, but we don't really like, imagine, let me bring Rach and Kevin to this. Imagine the difference it would make if everyone like us mentored a kid.
Yes.
Like, that would be world changing.
Well, think of how many times we ask a high school or college kid, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? And I would tell you, they haven't had enough life experience yet to really answer that question. Because sometimes you can put them in a different environment. They get exposed to something and they go, my gosh, I didn't even know that was a possibility.
And amen.
Once they learn that, all of a sudden they go, oh, I want to chase that. And they'll go down and they'll be hugely successful. But you just have to expose them to it.
I'm a good example. I remember taking several of those aptitude tests in high school and college. And interestingly, every single time it said I should be an entertainer. And every single time the teacher or proctor would say, well, we know you're not going to do that. right?
They'd I'm just going to dismiss that right away.
They'd be like, you can still do something else.
What's your backup plan?
But had, and this is, you know, very fantasy, but if they had said, oh, we're going to hook you up with an entertainer and who can, you know, tell you about it.
Somebody who can tell you how this works. I mean, I was very lucky when I was younger. I used to listen to radio DJs and I thought they were gods. And this guy doing all this stuff coming through my speaker, I just thought was the best thing in the world. And I always wanted to be a radio DJ all my life. When I was a little kid, that's what I wanted to do. I got the opportunity to do that when I was 15 years old in Berryville, Arkansas. And it was a hometown little radio station running Cardinal baseball games, board hopping Cardinal baseball games was my first radio job. So it's funny, here we are on KMOX out of all those years. And I don't know who used to do this, but there used to be, they did a countdown to get you to the top of the hour and get your clocks right, because all your stations had to sync. And there was a guy here who would get to the top of the hour and he would count it down, 3, 2, 1, woof. Instead of saying Mark, he would say woof. And I still remember that all these years. But getting exposed to that is something I never would have thought I could be on the radio in St. Louis when I'm a kid in Berryville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Right. But getting that opportunity to do it. And then when people would call me and they would say, hey, I'm told I have a really good voice. How should I get into radio? And I'm like, well, there's not really a good path to get into radio. You just kind of fall into it after a lot of stumbles and falls. I always wanted to be Jack Buck. And that's the job that I always wanted to do. I started doing play-by-play when I was in high school for my high school football and basketball team. And I never dreamed there would be a Joe Buck. I don't know why. I just never
didn't see that coming.
Never saw that coming. Like, well, guess I'm not taking that path before.
But thank you, buddy.
You're right, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
425 DGS. Isn't it so much better when it's not friggin' 97 degrees?
Yes.
Just, you can just breathe. That's all I had.
Don't bring up the wind.
We ran that one
yeah,
in the ground.
It's dead. It's
yes.
dead.
We'll bring it back tomorrow.
It just we'll take a little breather.
Just needs some recovery time.
Yeah. Give people a little break. Yeah, I walked into our boss's office. He's like, well, I heard the Chuckle Fest in there.
I like Chuckle Fests.
Yeah, Chuckle Fests are fun.
He hates fun.
I would buy tickets to a Chuckle Fest.
Does he lack whimsy like Wheeler?
He's anti-fun.
Can you tell us a Delta story?
Yeah, I don't know that we have the full details, but I can tell you what's exploding is that a lot of what I would call the clickbait Twitter accounts that are maybe more rage bait is the right way to put it, are blasting Delta Airlines because the pilot and a flight attendant removed a man from a flight because of the hat that he was wearing. And the way it's being portrayed is that he's being removed because he was wearing a MAGA hat, which would obviously be a different thing, right? Like that probably doesn't fall under any of your rules because it's not mean. It's not, there's no curse words or anything. But the hat actually says, build back better my ass. So obviously that was Joe Biden's build back better. And it's a protest hat. It's fine. It doesn't offend me. But a lot of companies have restrictions on what kind of language can be on clothing. You have that at a ball game, at a hockey game. A lot of places will come to you and say, hey, you can't have ass on your shirt or whatever. And if you do, we're going to make it covered up, take it off, or leave. Just get the story right is all I'm asking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.